Okay, today we're doing Daf Dalet Amud Beis. What? Okay, but right now it's still kicking. So Daf Dalet Amud Beis, we're holding on the very bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph v'Chum Momrim Ad Chatzos. So it made a lot of sense. You have to translate the word Chumash B'Shachuchah. What does it mean? That when you go to sleep, when you are asleep, so either it would Rabbi Elazar makes sense because it's when you go to sleep, and Rabbi Gamliel makes sense because it's so long as you are asleep. But the sheet of the Chachamim is somewhat perplexing. Why in the world would you hold that you could say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until Chatzos? That late in the night is too late to go to sleep, and to have a Chatzos deadline is too early if it's so long as you are asleep, unless you're David HaMelech. But most people are asleep for much, much longer. So says the Gemara, Chachamim Keman Sirlu, who do the Chum hold like exactly? In terms of the translation of the word B'shachlecha, that's what it means, Keman Sirlu, because who do they actually hold like? Nobody. They hold. They have their own third shita. But who do they hold like in terms of how to translate that word? If they hold that B'shachlecha means when you go to sleep, so then they should say that the Zman Kriya Shema is only until 4 hours into the night, only until the Sof HaShemur Rishona. V'ikram Gamliel Sfirulu, and if they hold B'shachlecha means so long as... as you are asleep, as one is asleep, wake up, boys. So long as one is asleep, Lemu Krav Gamliel. Then let them say, like Krav Gamliel, that you can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all night. Right, exactly. So it says, Maliyom Krav Gamliel Srilu. Fundamentally, they agree with Rav Gamliel's understanding of the Pasuk, and that really you can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all night. And the reason they only allow it until Chatzos is kedei laharchik asa adam min avera, to keep a person away from doing an avera. It's an extra harchaka, as Rashi points out, shema yismoch al shohus sheyesh lo kedetanya, that a person might start to rely on the time that he has ahead of him, and then next thing you know, he's not. I guess the period started. And next thing you know, he's not going to. He's not going to say Kriya Shema at all. Kedetanya, like we learned in a brisa, Chachamim asu siyag ledevrayan. The Chum made an extra fence. That's an important concept. Chum asu siyag ledevrayan. The Chum made an extra fence to their words, so that you don't have the following situation where a person comes home from a hard day's work in the field. So he comes home in the evening, and he says, you know what? I'm coming into the city from the field. Let me go home. Let me eat a little. Let me drink a little. Let me sleep a little. I could use a little nap. And then after that, you know, I'll be able to have so much more kavana if I'm well rested and well fed. So then I'll say Kriya Shema v'espalel and I'll daven. But what's going to happen the second his head hits the pillow, v'chataf toshayna, the sleep is going to overcome him, and into yashin kol alayla, and it'll be out for the count, it'll be gone all night. So we don't like when that happens. We want to light a little fire under a person, tell them that this is a matter of a little more urgency. You can't wait till later. Aval adam a person comes home from the field in the evening. He goes into the shul. If he knows how to learn Chumash or Tanakh, so he should do that. What does that mean? Good. If he knows how to learn Mishnah, let him learn Mishnah. Let him learn Torah Sheval Peh. And then he can say Kriya Shema, umispalel, and he can daven. So that way he'll have a night seder, he'll have gotten all of his mitzvahs done. And don't worry, I guarantee you he's not going to fall asleep before dinner. He's going to make sure to eat. You know, he'll fall asleep before Kriya Shema. He's not going to fall asleep before dinner. So va'ochal pita umevarech, he could eat his bread and he could say his blessings. V'kol over al divrei chum chayv misa. And if you don't listen to the chum, you're chayv misa. So it says more, whoa. Ma'ishna b'kol duch, the lo ketani chayv misa. There's so many demons rabbanim, you know, like you're not allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos. It doesn't say kol over l'richam chayv misa there. You know, why is it that the chicken and milk, you know, kol over l'richam chayv misa over there? Why over here? Kol over l'richam chayv misa. Anyone who, that's a very strong terminology to use. So why do we express it so strongly, specifically over here, when it comes to making sure that you say Kriya Shema early so that you don't end up falling asleep and missing it entirely? Says Mar, two reasons. Because there's such a taiva to fall asleep, so we have to really say it strongly. strongly, because one might have thought tefillas like the opinion that holds tefillas arvis rishus, which is an important concept. Tefillas arvis rishus would mean that one is not obligated in davening marv, so no biggie if you miss it. So that's why he has to tell us, no, it is a chovah. So we try to say it in the strongest terms because we're compensating for the fact that there is a shita that holds that tefillas arvis is only rishus to begin with. So main point number one is that the chum hold chatzos as a harchaka midrabana, so that you'll go straight to shul. The old chatzos as harchaka midrabana, which, what does that mean? It means fundamentally they really hold all night. That's number one. Number two, we express the divrei chachamim more strongly by Mariv for two reasons. We express the divrei chachamim more strongly by Mariv for two reasons. A, onas shena, person is likely to just fall asleep, big type to fall asleep, and B, lahotzi miman diyamar arvis rishos, to let us know that arvis is not a rishos. Omar Mar, we just said, what do you do? Kori Kriyashma Umispala. The guy goes to shul, so what's his schedule when he gets there? He learns a little, he always got to learn a little, so he learns a little Mikra or a little Mishnah, whatever he's comfortable learning, and he says Kriyashma, and then he davens. So that's Seder Advarim of Kriyashma, followed by Tefillah, is what we're going to be Medayik in the Sayel of Rabbi Yochanan. This is a riot, Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Holam Abba. Who is a person who's considered a ben ha'olam haba? Zeh somech gulu tefila shel arvis. That's a person who does smichus gulu tefila at night. So his mariv, he says the birchus kriyashma right before davening. So that's the order, that's the proper order that you're supposed to do things at night. Tamid Rabbein Yonah asked the obvious question, that's all you need to get olam haba? That's pretty good. You know, have your ham sandwich and then be somech gulu tefila shel arvis, you know, and then go home to your shiksa wife and, all right, that's pretty crazy. Okay, so Rabbi Yonah deals with it. What is it about that that makes a person a ben olam haba? Rabbi Shubin, it's most likely it's a reflection of the way he lives his life generally. And the way he lives his life generally is really going to be a ben olam haba. But the hakpada, the smich zul tefillah, is somehow a reflection, just got to figure out how, but somehow a reflection on how he generally lives his life. Rabbi Shubin Levi Yomer Tefilos Be'emtza Tikvun, but Rabbi Shubin Levi disagrees, and you may remember this from Tosfos and Daf Beis, that Tefilos Be'emtza Tikvun, which means that your entire day is a kriyashma sandwich. No, it's a tefillah sandwich, because you don't call it a bread sandwich, right? You call it a meat sandwich. So it's a tefillah sandwich. Your entire day has kriyashma at two ends, and all the tefillos in the middle between the kriyashma. So according to Rabbi Shubin Levi, you would say kriyashma after the Shemoneh Esrei of Mariv. But my kamifli, what is the nekuda samachlokas? What is, as Rabbi Kamenetsky likes to say, the root of the dispute? Okay. They might be arguing about how to darshan psukim, or they might be arguing about svara. The svara that they might be arguing about is Rabbi Yochanan Savar Geulami or Tanami Avi, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there was some level of geula that occurred from Mitzrayim at night, that the geula was in the air already at night, but Geula Malia Salavi at Safra. But the real, you know, emphasis, the real geula, the full geula, only happened in the morning. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar Kima De Lo Havi Ela Mitzafe Lo Havi Geula Ma'al Yasa. And Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, since it only was completed in the day, so that's the only one that counts. So the Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you're going to be so much Geula Tefila even at night, thinks nighttime is also time of Geula. So you got to be so much Geula Tefila to at night as well, to emphasize nighttime's role as part of Geula, which Rabbi Shimon Levi isn't so concerned about nighttime Geula. He doesn't think you have to be so careful about Geula to put it right before Tefillah. The implication of this Gemara, by the way, in the famous Chakira of is Smichas Geula Tefillah a din in Geula, or is it a din in Tefillah, or is it a din in both? The implication of this Gemara, what's the implication here? It sounds like it's a din in Geula. If Geula is not happening at night, so then you don't have to be so much Geula Tefillah. because the gula is not so chashuv at night. Yeah, but the tefillah is still chashuv at night. Maybe. Okay, you got to look at that. You got to look in Am Mordechai. Viva Yisei Mekra. Or they might be arguing about a pasuk. Ushnei Mekra Echadosh. And they're both darshaning the same pasuk. Tichsev B'shachlov Kamecha. That it says B'shachlov Kamecha. So on some level, the Torah is telling you the way to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis should be similar to the way we say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. In what way should it be similar? That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Safar Makish Chiva Lekima. We associate Kriyash Meshal Arvis with Kriyash Meshal Shachris in the following way. Ma kima Kriyash Ma v'achar kach tfila. Just like in the morning, it's Kriyash Ma then tfila. Af shchivanami Kriyash Ma v'achar kach tfila. So to at night, it's Kriyash Ma followed by tfila. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar ma kishchiva l'kima. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I also link shchiva to kima. I also think Kriyash Meshal Arvis should mirror Kriyash Meshal Shachris, but in a different important way. Ma kriya kima Kriyash Ma samach l'mitaso. Just like in the morning, you say Kriyash Ma close to getting out of bed, meaning Kriyash Ma is that which is in closest proximity to being in bed. Av shchivanami Kriyash Ma samach l'mitaso. So to at night, Kriyash Ma should be the thing that comes closest to being in bed, which means that when does tefillah come? Before, right? The tefillah would have to come before Kriyash Shema. Kriyash Shema should be right before bed. So that's what they're arguing about. Masiv Mar Berei Dravina. Mar Berei Dravina asks the following. We learned Be'erev Mevarek Shtayim Levnao Shtayim Lachareha that in the evening there are two brachos of Kriyash Shema prior to Kriyash Shema and two brachos after. But V'yam Bayu Lismoch, if you hold that you need Smichas Gula Tefillah even at night, when do you say Ga'al Yisrael in the Birchus Kriyash Shema at night? Which of the four Birchus Kriyash Shema is Ga'al Yisrael? It is the third. After the third comes Hashkivenu. So what is going on? If you need Smichus Gula Tefillah at night, you know, in the morning it's perfect. You say Ga'al Yisrael, and you know, the Chazan sometimes says it quietly, although he's not supposed to do that, so you won't even answer Amen, not to mess up your Smichus Gula Tefillah. It's really, you know, pumps right away, Ga'al Yisrael, straight into the Tefillah. But at night, if you hold, you need Smichus Gula Tefillah at night, it's our Siddur is a failure. I mean, how do we have Hashkivenu in between? Haloka samach gula tefillah, davay lememer Hashkivenu. You're not doing smichus gula tefillah, you're saying Hashkivenu. So I'm rekiven to tekin rabban Hashkivenu. Ki geula arichta dami, important concept. Ki geula arichta dami. Since the chamor misakin Hashkivenu, Hashkivenu is like an extended geula. Got to look at the Rishonim and figure out why that's the case. That somehow the theme of Hashkivenu is a theme of geula, even though it doesn't really necessarily seem that way. Because if you don't say that, because you have to say that there's such a thing as geula, as like building extensions onto geula, or building extensions onto tefillah, and therefore allowing those extensions to actually separate between the geula and the tefillah, because otherwise you'd have a problem in chakras anyway. Because Amar Rav Yochanan b'tchila omer Hashem tfasai tiftach. At the beginning of Shema Esrei, right before you start, you say Hashem tfasai tiftach. L'besof v'orma yudratzon yimei free. But we're not so interested in the l'besof. But in the beginning, you're saying Hashem tfasai tiftach. Isn't that a hefsek between your gula and tefillah? Why is that allowed? Elahasam kivun t'takin rabbanu l'neimer Hashem tfasai tiftach. So just like in Shachris, once the Rabbanim were misakin to say Hashem Tfasai Tiftach, that has become an extension of the Tfilah. So once the Chamor misakin say Hashkivenu, that becomes an extension of the Geula. So it's not a hefsek between Geula and Tfilah, it's an extension onto the Geula, an extension onto the Tfilah. What about Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen? For those who say, no one says it anyway. Everyone just pretends to say it, and then they stand up when they think they should be finished. Okay, but what about those who do say it? So you got to look at Tosos deals with that, but not for now. Okay. So main point number three. Okay. Machlokas, if you need smichus gula tefillah by Maariv. If yes, then Hashkivenu has to be viewed as a gula arichta. Just like Hashem's Vasai is a tefillah. What about Shabbos? What about Shomer Bnei Yisrael Shabbos? Isn't that a hefsek between gula and tefillah? Is that a gula arichta? Is that a tefillah arichta? So the truth is, there are a lot of fancy answers on his head. The Rama writes that you don't need to make school with tefillah on Shabbos. So the Rama writes on Shulchan Aruch, Shabbos doesn't require to make school with tefillah. Good, because Yamcha Hashem Biyom Tzara, and Shabbos is not an Eis Tzara. Yeah. So a lot of fancy answers, but that's what the Rama writes. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Yeah, that's what we're up to. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kol Omer Tilo L'Davi B'chol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim. If someone says Ashrei three times a day, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. It's guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Abba. So enjoy your ham sandwich. My time, I'm just joking, do not enjoy your ham sandwich. My time, huh? Why is that the case? What's so special about Ashrei? If you're going to say that it's in the order of the olive bays, so then you know it doesn't have to be Ashrei. Neima Ashrei Tmi. It doesn't have to be Tila L'David. Neima Ashrei Tmi Medarach. There are other what? Okay, but there are other, and but that's even better. Da'asya B'tmanya. Happened that it's my wife signed up for one of these say Tehillim, and she didn't know the computer test. You know, she was looking at one of those, say to them so-and-so, like you click on it. So she just clicked what was available, and she started saying it. She's like, she got a kufya test. And she was like, she ended up saying to them for an hour. So the Asif is Manyabin has eight psukim for each letter. So that's eight times as good as Ashrei, if the whole kunz of Ashrei is that it's in the Aleph base. El Mishum Dispe, no, what's special about Ashrei is Poseach Es Yadecha. It's because of the Poseach Es Yadecha that it says how Kadosh Baruch Hu nourishes all of mankind, the whole world. Neima Halal Agadol, Nosen Lechem L'Chol Basar. You want to talk about that? So you might as well say Halal Agadol, where you say Nosen Lechem L'Chol Basar. That has that theme, even more strongly worded. El Mishum Dispe Tarti. No, but you can't find any chapter in Tehillim that has both of those things. That's in the Aleph Beis order and contains a verse about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nourishing of all of mankind. So main point number four, Ashrei is special. Let's say it this way. Ashrei three times every day guarantees you Olam Haba because of the Aleph Beis and Poseach HaSedecha. This is a combination of Aleph Beis and Poseach HaSedecha. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'nei Malon Amar Nun ba'Ashrei. Ashrei doesn't have the whole Aleph Beis. Why doesn't have a Nun? Neshiyesh b'maplasan shel Sonei Yisrael. Because Nun is a reference to the downfall of the haters of Israel. Who are the haters of Israel? The Jewish people. We just don't like to say the downfall of the Jewish people. It's not nice. So we this is what we call a Lashon Saginoha. Right? We call a blind person a seer of light. He doesn't see light. He doesn't see anything. But it's a nice way to talk. It's a euphemism. So Maplasan Shel Sonei Yisrael Dichsiv. In Eretz Yisrael they teach it as follows: Naflav lotosav limpol od kum besulas Yisrael, that you will not fall anymore besulas Yisrael. Amram Nachum bar Yitzchak afilu hachi chazar David v'samchan beruach hakodesh shnemar sonech Hashem l'chol anoflim. And even so, even though we don't even mention it, and even though there is this downfall, David HaMelech brings back Sameich Hashem L'chol Noflim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to support those who have fallen. So even though we don't actually explicitly mention the Nefila of Klal Yisrael in Ashrei, we do mention bringing us back up and giving us that support. Amar Rav Lazar Bar Avina, Gadol Mashenemar B'Michael, Yosir Mashenemar B'Gavriel. The Malach, the angel Michael, it's greater things are said about him than even Gavriel. So what's the greatness? Double expression, right? Sounds like twice flying. How do you know that the first pasuk of Echad min Asrafim is talking about Michael? I know it's talking about some angel. It doesn't say Michael though. So by the pasuk about Gavriel, you know it's talking about Gavriel. You know why? It says Va'ish Gavriel. But what about the pasuk about Michael? Never says Michael. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asya Echad Echad. It's Gzer Shava Echad Echad. Ksiv Hachavaya Efalai Echad Min Asrafim. Ksivasam Vine Michael Echad Hasarim Rishonim Bala Azreni. So that's how we know that it's referring to Michael. Tana Michal Ba'achas, Gavriel B'Shtayim, Elio Ba'arba, Umalach HaMavis B'Shmona, that Michael can make in one bound, he can fly the distance that Gavriel takes two lunges, and Eliyahu four, and the Malach HaMavis eight. But B'Shas HaMageifa Ba'achas, at a time of Mageifa, at a time of plague, the Malach HaMavis can do it in one shot, one, Rashi says, Pricha Achas, one lunge, I guess. Main point number five, and with this we will close. Different malachim require different amounts of effort to go the same distance. Okie dokie, that is Dalet Amud Beis. Let's chazer. Any questions?